Now, granted, it's probably one of the most misunderstood words and teachings of Christ. Hell exists. And most people don't understand this, but hell truly is an expression of God's mercy. And why? Because it would be a greater hell to be in heaven having rejected God than it would be to be in hell, where only the creative presence of God dwells. Now, to understand this, we need to understand salvation and damnation. Salvation. Christ offers it to all of us, and we need it desperately. And the reason why we need it is because we're a broken people. We're a broken, earth is broken. All creation yearns for salvation. The very fact that we have tsunamis and earthquakes and tornadoes and volcanoes erupting and all these horrible things around us is not an expression of God's punishment. God doesn't have to punish us. We do a good enough job on our own. These things are an effect of sin. God created every single thing in the universe as good. Sin messed it up. It was sin that causes all the evils. People I hear oftentimes say, why did God do this to me? You have cancer, you're sick, or something happens. And everybody wonders, why did God do this? God, of course, doesn't do any of this. Even at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we say, all good things come from Christ. And through Christ and in Christ. Evil is an effect of sin. In fact, even death is an effect of sin. In the scripture readings, we find that the enemies of Christ will be placed beneath his feet, and the last enemy to be conquered is death. Death is God's enemy. He didn't create it. He didn't want it, desire it. We gave death to ourselves. Now, Christ, because we brought death into the world through sin, at the very, very beginning, after the first sin, the primordial sin, the sin of Adam and Eve, he promises to make it right. So what does he do? He promises to restore us to what we lost. Most certainly, we're not restored the preternatural gifts, which is unending life, the inability to suffer, to feel pain, or sadness. All these things were brought about by sin. God comes to redeem us from what we have made. We wrecked creation. We ruined it. We brought it to a point where if it wasn't for the mercy and the goodness of God, the earth itself would swallow us alive. And so what does he do? He sends his only begotten Son. You know, he sent his Son to show us how to live. He came to die, but he shows us how to live, and he actually shows us how to die as well. He came to restore to us the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. We all have desires, every single one of us. There's not a person on the face of this earth that doesn't desire something. And the sad part about it is most of society thinks that it's stuff that can make them happy. It's things that can fill them and make them perfectly content. We know that's not true. Has anything ever, ever, ever that you have ever desired ever made you completely happy? Of course not. No one who buys a computer is happy for more than, 2 weeks until the next version comes out? I mean, how many kids will tell you on Christmas, if I only had this, I would never ask for anything as long as I live again. Oh, yeah, how long did that last? Within hours, they're playing with the box it came in because they're bored with it already. We will never, never, no matter how far we look or how far we travel, will ever find anything that will complete us or make us completely perfect unless we look to God for it. Society tries to fill us with all these things, telling us, commercials, that's basically all they do is lie to us, telling us that we'll be perfectly happy if we have this and our hands will always look like they're 20 years old, even though we look like an old prune. What good is it? What good does any of this stuff do? It's always going to be a letdown. So Christ comes to give us the one thing that can truly make us happy, His presence within us. If you want peace, allow Christ to enter inside. If you want true joy and true happiness, you want to be truly content, reach for Christ. He's the only one who can do it. There is nothing else that this world can offer. And Christ came and died so that we could consume Him as food, so that you and I would have the desire of all things, the desire of everyone inside of us, that you and I can walk and talk with Christ. We can walk and talk with the Trinity dwelling within us. Now there's true peace. There's true happiness. Of all the junk that we can fill our lives with, of all the things you can buy for a buck and a quarter, what is it that He gives us? He comes to us under the form of bread. Looks like bread, tastes like bread. There's no bread there. He comes to us as a humble child in a stable of Bethlehem so that nobody would ever be afraid of Him. Oh, granted, there are enough people who will use Christianity to put the fear of God into people. But to tell you the truth, if you really want to understand the fear of God, it's the fear of offending someone you love. That's what the fear of God is. It has nothing to do with being afraid of some powerful entity that lords it over you. That's hell, if you ask me. Heaven begins on this earth only when we take God inside of us. Only when we carry with us the divine element. Do all the things of this earth have true meaning and value? What good are the things that surround us if we do not have the most basic and essential thing, and that is love? All the things that we have, if they do not increase that love, if they are not means of expressing love, really, why? Why would we want them? Why would we even search for them? Why are they so desired when it is proven time and time again that they can't satisfy us even slightly, and only if possibly for a short period of time? You and I are beginning a pilgrimage on this earth that will go on forever. This isn't the beginning and the end. And many people would love for us, atheists would love to us to see this as the beginning and the end of all things. Then they can fill us with false desires and empty hopes. Then we can grab onto things and think somehow that they can make us happy. But we know that they can't. Their lie is obvious to any single person with half a brain. If we want to have peace, we have to know and witness and embrace the truth. And that is that we need God. And that He offers us Himself as food. That is redemption. He redeems us from the lust of life, from the greed of life, from the attachment to things, from the hell of being controlled and owned by stuff. Christ liberates us from this. Once we are detached from the love of things or the thought that they can actually make us someone, we're free to love. We're free to be who we really should be, because it isn't determined by the stuff that we surround ourselves with. It's determined by who we are and how we love. That's really the key. Damnation is rejecting truth. That's what damnation is. God doesn't send anybody to hell. The soul runs to hell. It would rather be forever without God. That's the love of stuff. That's the love of things. That's the love that the world offers. Christ offers peace, truth, freedom, forgiveness, compassion, mercy. Is God's heart for the miserable that he offers to us. And all we have to do is say yes to God. It's so easy to fall in love, but it's perfection to love with the heart of God. We have to make certain that our love has a worthy object. If we place our love in that which is beneath it, our love will become just like what we fall in love with. Love God, and your love becomes infinitely beautiful. Love everyone and anyone through Christ, and you have found the means to loving with selflessness, loving with purity, and loving in peace. Salvation, damnation, it's a choice. You either choose to be happy or you choose to be miserable. Nobody can make you one or the other. Either you want heaven or you don't. Heaven and hell are choices. And we make those choices every single day. We make them every time we go to a store. We make them every time we encounter someone. We make them every time we go online. We are the ones. I, individually, choose heaven or choose hell. I choose salvation or I choose damnation. It's not something that God does to us. Salvation is something that God did for us and does for us. Let us, therefore, see heaven and hell as the great choice that mankind must make. We either make heaven on this earth or we make hell on this earth. We either choose that which will lead us to a greater good, which is heaven, or we choose that which drives us deeper into the earth. We either choose that which will never end, which is charity and love and hope, or we choose death. It is our choice. Make a wise choice.